Hello again, brothers and sisters. Let's come before the Lord in a word of prayer. We come before you, eternal Holy Father, begging you that you and you alone would speak to us. Fill me with your Spirit and open every heart to receive your word. O Lord God, you alone can transmit these timeless truths to the hearers. Therefore speak, Lord. Get me out of the way and make it to be you speaking. I beseech you, Lord. I cannot without you. I give up without you. I need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. We saw the first 2 days, and this started Sunday. If anyone is hearing for the first time, so you want to go back to the 24th and listen to that before you listen to this, because it all builds, and you're missing. It's a story. It's all one story from the 24th until the 30th. So you have to hear it consecutively. So go back and listen to that if you haven't. And if you have any questions, I'm going to give you my phone number at the end. So get a pen and paper, something to write, and then you can feel free to give me a call. And any questions you might have concerning this, because I'm going to be covering a lot of material fast. We saw that the creation, that God is all-powerful and the only one who can create, created everything out of nothing, and everything that God created was good. Everything was perfect. And after it was all done, the anointed cherub, Lucifer, rebelled, and a third of the angels rebelled with him, we believe, and he was expelled. We see that God will not tolerate rebellion. Yeah, how many of us rebel against God? Let us remember that. So Lucifer, being rebelled, he became Satan. And what did he do? He came into the body of a serpent, which at that time either had wings or legs, and came to the woman, and the man was with her. And he spoke to Eve, and he said, you know, did God say you can't eat of any of the fruits of the garden? And she said in verse 5 of chapter 3, in verse 3, she said, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat, and neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Verse 5, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing both good and evil. He deceived the woman. And then the woman took and ate it and gave to her husband, who was with her, and he did eat. She was deceived, he was not. They both sinned, he knowingly, really. And what happened then? Verse 7 of chapter 3 of Genesis. And the eyes of them both were opened. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And then they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. I would assume from here that this was a common occurrence, that God would walk in the garden in the cool of the day. Now, how can God walk being a spirit? How can you hear him? I'm assuming that God took on a human body and walked with Adam and Eve. And this was a daily occurrence. And they heard him walking. And God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he, that is God, said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And Adam blamed the woman. We know the story. He blamed Eve. Now, why did God ask him? God knew, for he knows everything. God wants us to own up to our sin, rather than just telling Adam what he did. God wanted Adam to take responsibility. But Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. And God meted out curses for all three. He started with the serpent. Verse 14 of chapter 3 of Genesis. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. That's why we know that snakes didn't grow on their bellies the way they do today, because that was the curse. But then after this curse, he dreams a promise of hope for all mankind. And he keeps on speaking to the serpent, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed, the serpent's descendant, or something like that, and her seed, and it, the woman's seed, shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So someone that would come, some descendant of the woman, would bruise the head of the serpent, and the serpent would bite his heel. Who would this person be? Somebody would deliver? Some future deliverer, perhaps, that would be born from the woman? A glimmer of hope for the future. Then he passed a curse, he meted out a curse to the woman, that she would be multiplied sorrow and multiplied conception, and bring forth children in sorrow. And then she would be subject to her husband, it says, that desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. This was the way God made it. And then to Adam, he gave a curse, he cursed the ground, that he would, in sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, until thou return to the ground, for out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and into dust thou shalt return. You see, everything that God had made was very good. But then bad came into this world as a result of man's sin. Sin brings everything bad. Death, sickness, diseases, mutations. Everything bad has come in this world because of sin. It is a fallen creation. God made it perfectly. When you see animals eating each other, you know, people being wicked to each other, all the horrible things, the catastrophes that happen in this world, remember, this is a result of man's sin. God is not to blame for them. Verse 20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Now watch this. God did something very special. And to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. That's a lesson where we get modesty from, where we get the point that we are supposed to wear clothes. God made coats of skins and clothe them. Not just half coats, but full coats. Anyway, now where did he get the skins from? Skins come from animals. We see that he taught them sacrifice at some point later, because we see Cain and Abel sacrificing and on throughout the Bible. We have no record of the first account. So it's evident that God did this first sacrifice. He sacrificed animals and used their skins for clothes. And that sacrifice we see later in the Bible, that because God says in Leviticus 17:11 that without the shedding of blood is no remission, no forgiveness, no covering of sin. That is the only way that sin can be covered, is with blood, the blood of an innocent animal at this time. So Adam and Eve have sinned against God. It brought a wall. Sin will always bring separation. If you have a tiny sin in your life, it will bring a wall between you and God, where your prayers will not be generally answered, where you will feel distant from God. You will not be in fellowship with God until you repent from this sin. And today we have a different way that sin is taken care of. But at that time, it was the blood of an innocent animal. And once this blood was shed, then the sin could be covered and God and man could once again have fellowship, because God and sin cannot coexist. So something had to cover the sin. Something had to take it out of the way, to block it. And in the future, it would be a way of cleansing sin, not only covering, but at this point it was just covering. Now, I don't believe the fellowship was the same as it had been before man and Eve and woman sinned, but thankfully, there could be a continuation of fellowship. And get this point. This is a key thing throughout the whole Bible, that blood is the only way to take care of sin. We're going to see it again later on. And then God put them out of the garden. And verse 22 says why. It wasn't actually a punishment, it's protection. He said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever in that sinful state. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth out of the garden. And it also says he put cherubims and a flaming sword that turned every way to keep the way to the tree of life. So if you look at that, you see the reason they had to go out of the garden because there was a tree of life beside the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if they ate that, they would live forever in that sinful state. And God didn't want that. God wanted them to finish this sinful life and come to live with him in heaven. And it's very possible Adam and Eve repented and may be in heaven today. But the key emphasis of this story is that sin separates us from God, and only innocent blood can cover sin and restore our relationship with God. Go real fast with the story of Cain and Abel. They had two children, their firstborn Cain and then their second Abel. When they grew up, they each brought a sacrifice to God. Cain was a farmer, and he brought fruits. It didn't say his first fruits, or it didn't say his best. He just brought fruits, and he put them on an altar, I guess, to God. He gave them as a sacrifice to God. And Abel, he brought of the best, a firstling of the flock and of the fat thereof. So the best, evidently, lamb that he had, he gave it to God. Well, what happened? God accepted Abel's sacrifice. And Cain's he rejected. And Cain was angry with Abel because Cain was rejected while Abel was accepted. And God spoke to Cain and warned him, but Cain didn't listen. See, Cain came, they each came with a sacrifice to God, Cain and Abel. Cain came his own way, trusting in what he had done. God probably had told them that it had to be an animal, a blood sacrifice. But Cain thought, well, he's going to do his own thing. I do vegetables. I don't have any sheep anyway. I'm going to do my way. And every religion in the world is man coming to God his way. But there is one true way to God, and that is the way that we find in the Bible. And that is, well, as you'll hear throughout this story, and it's through faith. Abel came God's way. He came through faith, and God accepted Abel's sacrifice. Cain's was rejected. Because Cain came his own way. So those are the two ways. And that we'll see repeated throughout the Bible. It's a theme throughout the Bible you'll see. Man's way, God's way. Your way, God's way. Which way will you come? You can try your way, but you'll only be accepted if you come God's way. God bless you. Oh, the number I said I was going to give was 931-445-5777. Again, that's 931-445-5777. Feel free to call me with any questions and join me tomorrow for the next in the series. God bless.